this morning for just a couple of minutes. And I know we wanted to spend time and talking about moms. And, you know, Mom's Day is a beautiful thing. For those of you, your moms are still living, and I know you've been so wondrous in the sending of cards. As Rich was talking a little earlier on, the restaurants will be busy because it says that Mother's Day is the third most celebrated holiday of all. I have some notes here. Other than excuse me. How many remember and how many know the story about? I think I've got one here, Rich. Thank you. I want to tell you a little bit about the story of Mother's Day, first of all, like that. There was a lady. Wow. Y'all are going to look much better in just a couple minutes. Y'all are going to look much, much better. There was a lady, and her name is Anna M. Jarvis. She was one of 12 children, and only four of those children grew to be of an adult age. Eight had passed away. And when her mother died in the year 1905, Miss Jarvis dedicated the rest of her life to carrying out her mother's wishes for a special day to honor all the mothers. Anna Jarvis, it is said, made many speeches, wrote thousands of letters, and traveled countless miles, and she spent a fortune on the concept of Mother's Day. And on May the 10th, in 1908, she organized the first Mother's Day celebration, which was held at the Andrews Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia. The service that day ran from 8 o'clock in the morning till noon and included the fourfold purpose of Mother's Day. First of all, to honor our mothers. Secondly, to bring families together. Third, to make us better children. And finally, to brighten the lives of good mothers. Now, in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed that the second Sunday in May, and this is the Sunday closest to Mrs. Jarvis's mother's passing, the Sunday closest to it, should be celebrated as Mother's Day. And so that's where the beginning of Mother's Day's come. Now, Mother's Day to us is a very emotional time. You'll have wonderful thoughts and memory happy, and for those of you that your mom has passed away, oh my goodness, what a thrill it has been in your life that you had somebody who helped form you into what you become today. We think about moms and the old saying that you've heard many times, and you know, and just recently and going and attending, seems like so many funerals all like that. I keep hearing over and over again, you only have one mom. Only have one mom. You keep hearing that. So today, whether your situation is of great joy, or whether it's in reflecting back, or whether it's a mom who's been gone for 27 years, but you can see the character traits that were instilled by mothers and how it just beams through on children and for grandchildren and all. And so we just want you to make this a happy, joyous day. And we want to know that God, no matter what your situation, no matter what your memories and all like that, that God is in the midst of those. And he allows us to just have wonderful things and thoughts and joy. I can relate, the prayer request, I believe, was from Miss Giesel there about a lady she wanted to pray for with many children, but at this time she doesn't recognize those children. And I know myself, in a time when my grandmother was suffering from Alzheimer's, and my father being the strong, he's a roofer, shingle man, and probably one of the strongest, I will say, strength-wise, I got to be. When I talk about my parents, I need to be politically correct because some of the things can jump out there when you think and all like that. But he was a man's man, and I could see him being strong, and to me was the strongest man that I've ever known. And I can see him at the times later on in my grandmother's life when he would go to visit, that he couldn't even walk in the room because of the emotions that he felt inside of seeing his mother in a situation where she absolutely didn't recognize him at all. And at times I would go and I said, well, Pop, I'll just go in and talk a little bit, sing a little song, and just maybe the sound of your voice like that will mean something wonderful to it. So we know there are times we don't quite understand how these old bodies that we live in, as they start to break down, and these minds that with youth we had clarity and we didn't miss too many things, forget too many things, how later in years, that maybe they don't quite work the way we'd like to. But trust me, folks, trust me. There is a special thing in a heart of a mother. There is. Somebody that will love you, and was said in one of the little testimonies we've had this morning, that will love you unconditional. Unconditional. And it ties in, and I'm only going to speak here for 5 or 6 minutes. We're going to make it brief. I'm going to tie it in next week, what we're going to start on. But I want to share with you real quickly here a verse that we find over in the book of Matthew, and this is reading from the 11th chapter, and it's a verse that you've heard many, many times. It's only 3 verses. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We live in a time which I believe more and more we seek that thing called rest. Rest. And people have a misunderstanding when they read this verse and they go over, come to me, all who who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Children, you've been so kind, you've been so warm and so well behaved in here. We're just going to keep you for a couple minutes. But I do want to speak for one moment about this thing about rest. I believe that we look upon and rest and we think about stopping and being still. And I don't think that's at all what this verse is talking about. When it says to be in rest, it means to be at peace. We live in a world, we live in a time in our lives where we are so, so busy. We have so many constraints and so many obligations and places we're supposed to be, here, there. I was supposed to be down there at the wonderful breakfast I was invited to this morning. Didn't know I'd be sitting alone, but that was fine, quite all right with me. But you know, invitations were made. Something else you throw in at the last moment because of good cause and you'll be there. And it was God's will, because I got to sit there and I got to share with a man who is going through the biggest challenge that he's ever had in his life. And as Frank was sitting there, he just talked to me. And it was wonderful to sit there, because when I walked in, he made a beeline. He said, Pastor, come sit here. And although the treatment that he is going through and the appetite that he didn't have this morning and all the challenges that he is going through with his struggle, physically with his struggle, he was able to simply share about the good things that God is doing in his life. And I said, wow, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be this morning, allowing this man to share what he is dealing with in his life. And I'll tell you one thing, this is a man who has found peace and rest. He says, you know, I'm just accepting it for what it is. And I am allowing God to simply take over and move. And you could just see as people came by and they would speak to him, and he just was sitting, because a lot of energy to stand up and sit back down again. And as he was sitting, and people would come up and they would share and say, Frank, you're looking good today. Brother, you're looking good today. And the smile that he had on his face was precious, precious, considering the physical struggle that he is going through. What does it mean to be at rest? It has nothing to do with the activity that you're doing. It has nothing to do with how busy you are. It's when you find that perfect peace and that perfect rest that you can only find in our Lord Jesus Christ. It's eliminating, I think, that anxiousness that we have in our lives. So many people are just anxious, anxious, anxious. Why isn't things working out the way I want to? How come this doesn't? How come that person? How come? How come? How come? Why? Question, question, question. When my God simply wants me to be in tandem working with him. And think about it. You know what a yoke is. You've seen that as you're bound together with a leader, my Lord Jesus Christ, who allows me to be led in the ways that I should travel. And because of that, I find a peace inside. I find a peace inside that you can't describe. How many like going on vacation? Not right now. We still have church. I don't know. I don't want you running toward that door back there. We still got a couple more minutes left over here. How many love vacation? Oh, I love vacation. Now, how many people, when you get on vacation, you just sit back and you're just lying on the beach? Hold on. Hold my leg up there. You're just lying on the beach there. You're just kind of just chilling and the sun's just shining on you and you're just not. No. When you go on vacation, what do you do? Oh, here's vacation. I've got this. And that's just the morning. Now there's lunchtime. And after lunchtime, we're going to go back and go this. Because it's vacation time. And the truest statement I ever hear is when you come back from a vacation, what do you need? A vacation. And that's the way it should be. But that's the thing that you enjoy so much. Why? Because it's something that you look forward into doing. That's what God does. What God does is he allows you to have something, a change within your heart, within your mind, within your perception, that you enjoy doing what he has set forth in front of you to do. My friend, it's not work. Every day that I spend doing the will of my Father is like a spiritual vacation. I'm here this morning, huh? Sure, Happy Gay Shane invited me this morning. Look around like that. They don't even have the pancakes ready yet. I'm glad I'm here early like that. You know, I'm just, boy, I could look at it like that, or I could look at it like, my goodness, Brother Frank, what an opportunity, what a precious time that you and I have had to share together that God ordained. Amen? Amen. The thrill that you have within your heart when you start to realize that these things of God, no matter what you have going on in your circumstances around you, that is the thing that God has placed you in that spot in that time for you to do his will. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In the 30th verse, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I see people who are busier than they've ever been in their lives. And I see people who are filled with more joy than they've ever had in their lives. Why? Because they are allowing the Lord Jesus Christ and his Holy Spirit, which lives within you, to lead, guide, and direct. Amen? Amen. That's your tiny little sermon on Mother's Day. I know that you have places to go, and I know that you have things to do to share with family and friends, and I know that there are reservations at restaurants that I can't even pronounce. What's the name of that restaurant thing?
Where I'm going?
No, where Terry's going. That's why I'm asking you. Where are you going to? What's the name of that restaurant? I love people that are going to restaurants they can't even pronounce. I like that. You're going to restaurants. You know, that's good. That's why we take the guys on Friday night to IHOP, because most of them in the groups that come, they can actually spell that. They can actually spell that one. That's why we take them there. No matter what your plans are today, I encourage you to keep the joy that God has placed within your hearts. And I know it. As you come in, and this morning we have kids and we have families, and that's a wonderful thing to be in God's house. My folks, embrace what God has done for you. Get a hold of it. Hang on to it. Share it. We serve a wonderful God. And for those of you who are sad today, don't be sad. Moms are a wonderful thing. And the memories of moms are just, they are glorious. Just trust. And I will guarantee you that my Heavenly Father, through His Spirit, will lighten your burdens and He will give you rest.